Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's low odor spray paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum spray paints. Now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
They do need more experts in here explaining a lot of the elements in this Karen Reed case. One of the big elements that it kind of baffled my mind on this. I think I can kind of figure out maybe some explanation, but I want to hear yours first. The vehicle, it was towed 30 miles. It was driven 30 miles in a blizzard. How do we have pieces of glass still on the tailgate? How do we have one stray hair sitting on that tailgate? I'm not saying there's a conspiracy. I'm just saying this doesn't make a lot of logistical sense.
Right. It bothers a lot of people, but there's a couple of things I think to consider. So we haven't heard the evidence yet from the car, but we know about it from the documents that were submitted in motions that it went approximately 20 miles an hour. I think it's going to be exactly 24 miles an hour, but I'll just say approximately 20 miles an hour. For anyone who understands, other than driving down the road, 20 miles an hour to hit a person or to hit anything is going to do major damage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see that, right? Again, we haven't seen the MEs talk about the internal damage that was done to John O'Keefe. We know about the big egg on the head. We know his head was cracked. I mean, his skull was fractured. Mm-hmm. That's huge damage from that situation. So once we hear that information, I think we're going to know a lot more. But my point is that impact from striking John O'Keefe and the glass, if you could see where on that bumper it's embedded, right? It's embedded in the kind of this area. It's hard to describe, almost like an area where it could implant itself. It's not smooth in terms of the glass. And then in terms of the hair, I think there were probably many hairs, likely from the arm or perhaps from his head. I can't wait to hear the testimony on that, whether they were able to figure it out. Just imagine that strength. And then it's freezing cold, Tony, where things are sticking.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up north. I get it. I mean, if you're having a snowstorm come down, whatever is on your bumper or wherever part of your car you're not shoveling off, it's probably going to stick there or stay there. So I could see some logistics to that, and then maybe it melts off in the shop, and then there's, you know, you can see it better. That's the part that I guess you can kind of explain. It does just seem a bit odd. And the fact now that we've learned that some of the glass on that vehicle is not part of the drinking glass, and it doesn't appear to be part of the tail light. It's a, why is there random glass there that is not in congruence with the other pieces of glass that we have already known to exist?
Yeah, that's a piece that I found very interesting, Tony, because we thought it was all going to be from the glass that was taken.
Yeah.
And the glass pieces that were found fragmented around him. So a couple of points on this. First of all, what other glass might have been in the car that he might have had in his hand?
Uh-huh.
You know, we just don't know. In other words, that they have a drinking glass in the vehicle that they were using to consume something in, or he was. You know, I know a lot of people, I don't know about him if this was his habit, but a lot of people, especially when they're drinking a lot, they also drink water. Mm-hmm. Was there a water glass there? Was he drinking water and his beverage? Did he grab them both? We don't know.
Yeah.
It does kind of lean itself to me that he might have had his phone in his back pocket, and that's why when he fell back, it ended up underneath him. If he had both glasses or hands occupied with glasses, mm-hmm. we don't know. You know, who would know is Karen Reed, and unless she testifies, we're not going to know if that was possibly another glass or not. But also, Tony, imagine this is this major cover-up and conspiracy by all these people, and they're going to mess up and not make sure what they planted was the glass. They're going to introduce another glass?
I know. I mean, I
and again, that.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.